All right, welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Let's head down to the New York Stock Exchange and check in with our very own Jared Blickery. Jared, I see Santa is walking by you. Is he? Is Santa buying Gap here on the dip? Talk to me.
I hope not. And I feel you. I got to tell you, Brian, when I broke those numbers, the Gap numbers, after the close yesterday while you were freezing whatever off in whatever square you were, I was feeling that. But, you know, taking a look at the retail sector, talk about haves and have-nots. The big boxers, they got their inventory locked up, and everybody else is having to claw and scream for it, basically. So I'm looking at the Wi-Fi Interactive right now. The sector action for today, another bad day for the mega caps. And we're seeing that here. Consumer discretionary down about 1.3%. Tech off 0.75%. Communication services off a little bit less than that. It has not been friendly. Now, what's in the green? Energy, once again, crude oil. Apparently increasing the supply by 50 million barrels is a very bullish phenomenon, almost like selling stock is a bullish phenomenon if you're a meme company. Now, looking at the NASDAQ 100, we're seeing Tesla under pressure once again. Let's just take a look at this stock. It's been on fire lately, very volatile. This is going to be a one-month candlestick chart, and there we go. You can see 1,000 is a support level, about 1,250 is a resistance level, and just kind of tapping out an existence in between. But we have been seeing volatility tick up recently, and I think this is a function of the repricing of risk that we've had in the market. Interest rates are going a lot higher than people thought, and that's being worked out right now. So let's take a look at the VIX, and we can see that is above 20. Haven't seen it sustained above 20 for some time now. This is going to be a candlestick chart, if I can get it up here, on a two-month basis. And there we go. You can see actually hit 21. So just some things to be looking out for. I would say this is probably the most bullish seasonally time of year, so we do have that as a tailwind. I've been saying for a few days now, one or two down days, we're probably going to get some kind of a rebound. I still do believe that. Even if we end today down, we have a half session Friday. I would expect some bullishness then. Otherwise, I have to reconsider my original proposition, and maybe this isn't the bullish seasonality that we've expected, and maybe we're going to buck that seasonality for very good reasons. And I think that all comes back to the Fed, guys.
Well, and let's bring it back also to the dollar and its sort of intertwined assets, if you will, right? Because we've been seeing this strength in the dollar. And when you look at the dollar, it's also sometimes a good idea to look at gold, and then you can look at crypto as well. What are we seeing in terms of all that cross-asset trade this morning?
Well, first of all, just to look at the chart here that we have on the Wi-Fi Interactive, this is a two-month candlestick chart. And it's getting very noisy around me, so I hope you can hear me. Some salient comments on the dollar here. When it's heading higher, that's signaling that the world expects interest rates in the U.S. to be higher than they are elsewhere in the developed world. And so all that cash is going to have to find a home here. That's bidding up the U.S. dollar, and that's also taking away from the inflation aspect. Now, you take a look at what happened with gold. I think that's very instructive to see exactly what happened, because this is a more pronounced move. You can see this huge, huge sell-off that we got. That's more pronounced than the updraft that we got in the dollar. And then you combine it with some of the other factors that we've been talking about. You know, WTI crude that trades on its own accord. I think we have a little bit more bullishness now that we have the SPR release behind us. But also Bitcoin. You know, the U.S. dollar is going to be a drag on Bitcoin because it is a currency. When we talk about Bitcoin, it's priced in U.S. dollars. The dollar is a denominator. And so that's going to drag down, or at least be a headwind to any potential crypto advances here. And so that's another reason why I'm a little bit bearish on crypto at this particular juncture.
Just be sure to tell Santa I've been a good boy, Jarrett, and I deserve every single present under the sun. Jarrett Blickery, thanks
so
much.
I know you do.